opportunities lost. The generalized discontent at all levels of society found its most clear agitation amongst the students at the University of Chile. In general, intellectuals and students are a very sensitive barometer of the contradictions and tensions within society. Lenin explained many times that the objective conditions for carrying out a socialist revolution were and are four in number. In the first place, that the ruling class loses confidence in itself and cannot continue exercising its rule with the same methods as before. Secondly, that the social reserves of reaction, the middle class, are vacillating or at least neutral. Thirdly, that the working class is ready to fight for a radical and decisive change in socially. And fourthly, that there exists a revolutionary party with a revolutionary leadership that is able to lead the masses towards the taking of power. The crisis of the Chilean ruling class was shown by the permanent government crisis that characterized the decades of the 1920s. The ferment among the students indicated a generalized discontent among the middle class. Doctors and other professional sections joined in the protests of the students. There were a number of violent demonstrations, which led to the collapse of the Ibanez dictatorship and his fleeing the country. If there had existed an authentically mass revolutionary party in Chile, the pre-revolutionary situation could have been transformed into a revolutionary situation with the taking of power by the working class. The tragedy of the Chilean working class was that the consolidation of the Communist Party coincided with the Stalinist degeneration of the USSR. We saw the same process reflected in all the parties of the Communist International, which continued to blindly follow the political line determined by the interests of the Russian bureaucracy. From 1928 onwards, the International, created under the Leninist policy of proletarian internationalism, officially approved the Stalinist line of socialism in one country, which effectively converted the Communist parties into mere instruments of the foreign policy of the Russian bureaucracy. This was the decisive step in the national reformist degeneration of all the parties of the Comintern. At the same time, under the instructions of the Stalinist clique in Moscow, the parties of the International approved the ultra-left madness of the so-called third period, according to which all the other organizations of the working class were social fascist. This policy was the cause of the terrible failure of the German working class in 1933. In all the other countries, the Communist parties lost their base amongst the masses as a consequence of this madness, which went directly against the policy of the United Front as advocated by Lenin. In Chile, too, the Stalinist policy produced disastrous results. We saw the CP reduced to a sectarian grouplet, isolated from the masses at a decisive moment, and totally incapable of giving serious leadership to the revolutionary movement,